I don't like to be called Elvis the Pelvis, but I mean, it's one of the most childish expressions I've ever heard coming from an adult. Elvis the Pelvis, but if they want to call me that, I mean, there's nothing I can do about it, so I just have to accept it. It's like you got to accept the good with the bad with the good. As a rule, most of the adults are real nice. They're understanding. I've had them to come around to me with the hundreds and say, I don't personally like your kind of music, but my children like it, and so on, and if they like it, well, I hadn't got any kick about it, because when I was young, I liked the Charleston, I liked the Foxtrot, I liked this and that. They're adults with a little intelligence. I mean, you know, that they don't run the people in the ground for having a nice time.
You recall the first time you sang in public? You remember when the first time you
sang in
public?
Yes, sir. It was back when I was about 10, 11 year old. I was in an amateur program in a fair.
And did you use a lot of gyrations then?
Well, I wasn't doing the type of songs I'm doing now.
Oh.
Nobody knew what rock and roll was back in those days.
Well, when you hear rock and roll, it gets you on a fire, or?
Oh, not when I just hear it on the radio. When I'm doing it on the stage, you have to put on a show for people.
Yeah.
In other words, people can buy your records and hear you sing, and they don't have to come out to hear you sing. You have to put on a show in order to draw a crowd.
Yeah.
If I just stood out there and sang and never moved a muscle, the people would say, well, my goodness, I can stay home and listen to his records.
That's right.
But you have to give them a show, something to talk about. The very first appearance after I started recording, I was on a show in Memphis where I started doing that, and I was on a show as an extra added single, a big jamboree in an outdoor theater, outdoor auditorium, and I came out on stage and I was scared stiff.
Mm-hmm.
It was my first big appearance in front of an audience.
Mm-hmm.
And I came out and I was doing a fast type tune, one of my first records, and everybody was hollering, and I didn't know what they were hollering at. Everybody was screaming and everything. And then I came on stage, and my manager told me that they was hollering because I was wiggling. So I went back out for an encore, and I did a little more. And the more I did, the wilder they went.